You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hey everyone, John Stringer here, and I want to invite you to win $10,000 in one of five daily $100 grocery card giveaways by simply voting for the video my friends and I submitted to Folgers. Go to snipurl.com/Folgers. Again, that's snipurl.com/Folgers. And vote for us daily from now until April 30th. Now, not only can you win big, but you'll help us make the final five. Thanks so much, and keep spreading the word.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
That we will. We plan and intend to enjoy and enjoy the show, because that's the intention. Not only are we going to enjoy it, we're going to inspire. We're going to transform. So thank you for that, Mark Victor Hansen. Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and thank you for tuning to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Love that bump of music in the background. I'm gonna keep it there for a minute. I'm feeling myself today. Experimenting and expressing and enjoying and embracing and experiencing all that God is in this very moment. Kevin MacLeod, what you're hearing is called Savannah. We started the show with State of Man, talking about masculinity and spirituality. Let's talk about the state of man. And as a man, you gotta forgive. The state of man said, I have forgiven. Because love is not what you say, love is what you do. If you want to find out more about State of Man, my brother John Springer, you can go to the website, statemanmusic.com. Statemanmusic.com. But because the kind of this new man consciousness that we're evolving into, we don't mind inviting the sisters. As a matter of fact, the men of today have better sense, say, female in the house. You be quiet or empty. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Ade, and today is your masculinity, recognizing and understanding that it's all we are one. That's why we say every one of us. We are one. Every one is part of the one. Man is not better than a woman. Woman is not better than a man. Woman is not more. It isn't more connected to God than a man. Oh, those ideas. It's just time to just delete them out of our consciousness. Because we come together to embrace all that God is. Without one, we can't appreciate the other. So yes, you can say, man from Mars, a woman from Venus, and point. Yeah, they're all part of the planet. You know, so when we recognize no competition, comparison, just complementing one another, we get to experience our oneness in new place. And a spiritual being incarnated as a human in this human experience. There's things to learn on a human. So today we want to talk about brother, a friend. Yes, he's my friend. He's my stuff. But I'm hurt. I had something about it. I knew instantly we were going to do something together. I didn't know what it was. But as I always do, I check in with the one. The one tells me who the one is for the guest, for the show. And I listen to the one and call the one. And the one shows up just perfectly. If you got lost in there, that's okay. If this is your first time listening, it's okay. As a matter of fact, you might have thoughts going on in your head right now. It's okay. It's okay. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy. And this is how we do it. We have fun. We laugh. And I'm speaking of laughter. Oh, my God. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show. Just for a good laugh, just go listen to it. I listened to that show yesterday, and I was just thinking, that's the craziest show I've ever done. I mean, no sound jacked up and everything. But anyway, in the moment, in the now, we give thanks. We welcome my guest, Kefir Saonk. He's coming on in a few minutes, but just not before I read this inspirational sharing that I have here. Life is good and it's getting better. And here's a meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith. Just sit with this. Let this words move through your being. If you're rushing around, if you've got the computer on and you're doing something in the background, take this 30 seconds to just embody these words that I'm sharing and putting out into the ethers. Inspired and downloaded by Michael Bernard Beckwith, founder and minister of Agape International Spiritual Center. Do you continue to merely acclimate yourself to the energetic frequencies of the world? Or do you do the inner work necessary to catch a glimpse of the expansive nature of your soul and consciously evolve its qualities? That's the question to ponder on. Because spirit poured its own essence into you. Let's stop right there. Spirit poured its own essence into you. You are a hologram of infinite possibilities. There's so much genius, power, poise, confidence, and abundance within you. It's all there for the beholding and expressing if you properly focus the eye of the heart. There's so much genius, power, poise, confidence, and abundance within you. It's all there for the beholding and expressing if you properly focus the eye of the heart. From Michael Bernard Beckwith, sit with that, be with that, chew on that, digest that, embody it. Remember that you're truly one with the one. And we have many ways to express in that one consciousness as a father, as a mother, as a friend, as a teacher, as a supervisor, as a manager, as a whatever, you name it, a bus driver. As a human being, we are here to express the God that we are. And today, I have a wonderful guest who's going to express his goodness, his godness, his spiritual warriorness, because that brother is a spiritual warrior. I've seen some things about him. Let's pull this up, as I always do. My voice is doing what it does, so we just clear it and keep it rolling. Don't get caught up. Don't get attached. Let's see. Let's pull this up here. And while I'm pulling this up, I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone lines, those of you in the chat room, glowing good, silent listeners. Welcome, welcome. Tanya, one of our winners of the contest for the 30-minute reading that we threw in just for God's sake. You know, say, just give her 30 minutes. And those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. I see some numbers I recognize. There's Celeste, there's Glenda. Glenda's in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is nice to see you. The number to call in, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you have a question, comment for me, for the guest, something you want to share, maybe something you learned from your father. You may be a mother. You may not have children, but maybe something you learned or something you wish you learned. We invite the conversation because this is a fireplace. We're having a life conversation, and we're all sharing and growing together. Let me introduce my guest to you. My guest is Kefir. Sir Unk. He is co-founder of Inspire Unity. Quick adjustment there. Thank God for memory. He is a life coach, oracle, diviner, an artist, a poet, and an aspiring traditional naturopath. A husband and a father of four. So he's standing that number four. He's grounded. So he has something to share with us. He's got his foundation solid. And if he doesn't, those four children will keep him grounded. Kefa is a catalyst for young black men in the community. Kefa was interviewed and featured in the independent film Men Ain't Boys. He's affiliated with the Marriage First Project, producer of Black Marriage Day. Kefa was also featured on CNN Black in America 2. He's devoted to improving the current conditions of family worldwide, stepping from the background to the foreground. Kefa is living his life as examples of the change he wished to create in the world. I mean, come on. What else can you say? That's why we're here. My brother, it is such a joy, a blessing to have you with us today. How are you doing, Kefa?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is a divine appointment, and we made that appointment a long time, and I'm so glad you showed up. I'm so glad for Facebook. I'm so glad that you called in, but I'm especially glad that Celeste does what she does naturally by joining people together, just bringing folks together. You know, she's the networker. So I'm grateful that I got to meet you again this lifetime.
Thank you. Thank you. The same.
And so today's topic theme is what I've learned as a father. And just something about you, as I was sharing at the beginning of the show, was your energy, your spirit. When I heard you, it was a recognition. And that's why I'm saying it's a divine appointment, it's a soul appointment. We have been working, doing what we needed to do to get to this point, and I am so grateful that you're here. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to jump right on in because I want to hear what you have. I know you have a lot of wisdom. The first question I want to ask you, actually, let me stick a pin right there. I just realized that I have an announcement to make. I have an announcement. So just in case I forget, I'm so excited. Well, announcement. What's my announcement? I can't remember. What is it? Okay, the announcement is today's Thursday, right? Yeah, today's Thursday. Tomorrow, join myself and my good friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, for the Business of Being, radio show. That's every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Business of Being radio show is where we teach you how to do business with the universe, in alignment with the universe, where your business is an extension of who you are. So there's no separation. You're not just doing business on one side and you're somebody else. That's every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about the radio show, just go to thebusinessofbeing.com. Thebusinessofbeing.com. That's every Friday, 6:30 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio. So, but to go to thebusinessofbeing.com, and that will take you to the page of Blog Talk Radio. And on Monday at 10:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be joining some more friends for Wake Up Lightworker. That used to be a once-a-month show. Now it's twice a month. This is where we answer questions for lightworkers, people who are out there trying to make a difference. But while they're making a difference, they're dealing with some things within themselves, and they have questions. So it's another place where we support one another and answer questions. That's Wake Up Lightworker. If you go to blogtalkradio.com and / Wake Up Lightworker. Actually, Light Workers with an S, Wake Up Light Workers. And next Wednesday, Betty Pegues will be joining me, and John Stringer will continue the conversation we had a week ago, Wednesday, Friends with Benefits. It will be part two. We talked about it, what it is, what to be aware of, what to be conscious of. Next week, Wednesday, we're actually going to talk about how to make it work and having and being able to look at that, Friends with Benefit, not just from, oh, it's just to do with sex. It's just about going to bed and knocking boots. Ooh, I'm dating myself. They don't even say that anymore. But anyway, moving right along, you'll find out more about that next Wednesday. And coming back to this moment called now, back to my brother Kefa. So my first question for you is, who are you? Who is Kefa Sa'unk?
Kefa Sa'unk. Well, first I'll give a little bit of light to the name. The name actually means devoted to live my life to nurture while in an unshakable peace. who I am, who I've discovered of who I am just I am. There's no thing that can actually define me, you, or any of us. We are infinite capability, infinite possibilities. We are who we choose to be at any given moment in time. My person, as of right now, is a husband. Me and my wife, we are coaching on InspireUnity.com. Actually, today is our 50th year anniversary of marriage, and we will be getting remarried again on Sunday. We're having a spiritual union to redo our vows. And through that time, we have 4 children, and we are in so much love and peace as if we just married. So what we do right now, we're looking forward to getting into the community. We now do our inspirational writing and blogs, and we really want to empower the community, bring that oneness back to how it used to be quite some time ago, and also to find a way to get a voice to the youth, because it seems like a lot of youth are neglected, and that you can see that in some of their actions. So we are community and family-driven, committed young couple on the rise. To summarize, to give a brief summary of who we are.
Yes, 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 I hear that. Well, accept this conversation as my gift to your 50-year anniversary. So I'm grateful to be part of this experience, and just even what you shared there's so much in there that I can just dissect and take apart. But I'm just going to let it be. I'm going to let it sit. And if anybody wants to share something about that, feel free to call in later, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You know, I look at your website, inspireunity.com, and the idea, I started the show talking about oneness. And there's this old belief, erroneous thought actually, about, you know, females are more spiritual than men. You know, and I want to talk about what you've learned as a father, but I want to throw this to you. I have my opinions. I get to share it every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that concept, what do you think about that idea, that concept? I personally think is an erroneous thought, but don't let me bias you, that women are more spiritual than men.
I don't agree with that. If anything I can take from that is that from my personal studies about, you know, anatomy and metaphysics, I know with women, they have an overactive parasympathetic system, and in certain ancient cultures of antiquity, they're easier to get into a level of higher consciousness or an altered trance quite easily. So I can see they can do that with ease, but we are all the same. Nobody's better than anybody else by race, by gender, by, you know, I really don't believe in it. I think everybody has a potential to really manifest greatness, and the only thing that differs between each person is choice. I think we all just have to make the right choices in life. And, I don't believe that. I don't want to put the sisters down. I'm not putting the brothers up. I'm saying it right in the middle, that we all are the same. I don't believe in anybody has any kind of superiority over any kind of, you know, ethnic group or gender.
Mm-hmm. Come back to the middle, because that's where God really is. The fullness of God is in the middle, in the now. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and my guest today is Kefa Soong. Today we're focusing on masculinity and spirituality, and the theme is what I've learned as a father. There's so much stories around fatherhood. There's so much sisters are talking about, I didn't have a father there. My father, he was there, but he wasn't emotionally available. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation. And I think as a society, we're still learning to value and appreciate fatherhood. Court system's a good example of that. You know, sometimes it's just by default, when there's a separation, the children automatically go into the mother. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, just my observation. Tell me your story as it relates to your father before we talk about what you have learned as a father.
And I wish it can be a long story, and there's not much that I can say, sad to say, but I'll give it my all now. With me, the relationship between me and my father has been estranged, to say the least. I really don't have a memory of having a family at all in my mind. I'm not sure what was the exact age. I want to say between 2, maybe 3, that my parents did separate. And I think that me and my wife now have been married longer than my parents. And I don't really recall much of my father. And it's a shame, because he did live in the state. He wasn't far. I knew exactly where he was at. But it just seemed that other things were more important, finances, job, things of that nature. He did end up having a relationship with another woman briefly, and then came my half-brother, Seen him once, and then he moved on down to Texas. Then he married another woman again. Had two more, my stepbrother and my stepsister, and I tried to keep a close conversation with them, even though we are not, you know, close with my father. But he wasn't really active, and it's been some times where I really wanted him to be, inviting him to my soccer games, my basketball games. He wanted shows. The only time he did have a active role is when I wasn't doing so well in school. So then he tried to put on the authoritarian helmet and put on the Shango, or can I say the Haru personality, and try to, you know, force me to do certain kind of things and really do try to. It was other things that were affecting me to why I couldn't perform well in school. And I think it all had to do something with the family unit. And it was at times it was a little depressing, I could say. You know, when we have meetings at school and, you know, people's parents come in or people's, you know, grandparents. I don't know my father's side of the family well, or little to none, actually. My parents, you know, of course they didn't come. It was always just my mom, and the majority of the time she was working. So I really don't have a much of a memory of my father, and the most was like, you know, 13. When you go through certain kind of problems, and then he would try to get certain talks, but at a point, I just had at that time I did have resentment, and I had to address that. So like 3 or 4 years ago, I had to address that resentment and thinking to myself, it's okay. I have to forgive myself, so in turn I can forgive my father, because people only work with the best hand they have. You know, nobody's perfect, so I had to let that go and go off on my own and try to learn the way and make my own path as a father.
So as you talk about your father and what wasn't there, or he wasn't there, and not having a memory of what it means to have a family, and how he shows up in your life when it comes to so-called, I guess if you will, discipline to solve a problem, which most men, let me put that differently, generally men are seen as problem fixers, solvers, problem solving, want to fix things, so that's usually easy for us to show up as that. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned that sometimes that as a man, and I kind of let this branch over into marriage, sometimes we don't have to always fix stuff. We don't always have to have a role to do something. You shouldn't feel compelled just to just leap and just, maybe we just need to just listen, you know. And I know, and sometimes I always check myself every day. I have to, even when I may have, you know, situations with my son. But maybe that times don't always call for discipline. Maybe times don't always call for just an authoritative position. Maybe sometimes as men we have to tap into that to our other duality, which is also that, you know, that feminine aspect. And I'm using that word, and don't, you know, just hop on the word feminine. What I mean by that is just sort of the nurturing side, because we're all made of duality. And sometimes, especially if a man is not active, you're only going to push that child back. You know what I'm saying? Especially the role that you're playing is, you know, in and out, and you're not really consistent. Sometimes your child just needs you there, and maybe there's a reason why. You know, everything is not like surface. What you see is a problem. The problem is just not little Sean is doing bad in school, little Johnny is cutting up. Maybe there's a reason why they're cutting up, and maybe as a father we need to get to the emotional reasons to why things are coming to surface. So as I say, that I always try to keep an open ear, and I always try to sit down and talk with my boy and see, like, so, Lane, is there anything that, you know, daddy could do better? Is there something that you would like to do? Or just to kind of see what's going on in their mind and not be so much as the commander-in-chief. You know, sometimes I just have to just, you know, get down to his level just a little bit so we can feel open enough to share with me. And, you know, and I want to have that relationship, because I don't, you know, I've seen it happen, you know, with a lot of parents. You know, they go to, the children go through middle school, high school, and almost to college, and you feel like this person turned into an absolute stranger, just manifested to this creature, and you don't know where it came from. I mean, and I don't believe that, you know, children just sprout up and they just go their own way one day. They're like, I'm going to go this way, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be rebellious. It's usually a pattern of neglect or emotional neglect or just not understanding, or maybe just not a tight relationship at all. And I try to have that, especially with my daughter, and I really love the relationship that we have. She is so open, and I do not want to, I do not want that to go with Saunders. She, every four, and I can cock her right now, every 5 minutes she's like, daddy, I love you, I love my daddy, I love my daddy. And, you know, it's really amazing. And I joke about this with my wife the other day. It's funny, yesterday we were over here at the harbor, in the National Harbor in Maryland, and I left downstairs to go out to the market. And when I was going down there, she was like, Daddy, where you going? And I was like, you know, I'm just going to the market. I just want to say, you know, I thought that might be a good time to, you know, just to talk to my boy and have that talk like I was just explaining. It's like, Daddy, why are you leaving me? I was like, baby, I'm just going to the store. Mind you, I'm the everyday dad. And she said things like that a couple of times. I'm just going to the store. She's like, Daddy, why are you leaving us? And I could really imagine for other people whose fathers are not there at all, or even a weekend dad. And I'm there every single day, you know what I'm saying, every day. And that's how she feels. And that really just made me wonder that we have a very strong role to play in these children's lives. And don't be confused by, you know, what you see on media. And it really trips me out nowadays that, you know, some of the, how can I say, Americanized higher class women, they think that money can replace a father, or that you don't need, you can just go to the clinic, or you can just get a donor or whatever, artificial insemination, and you can raise this child by yourself. And I mean, they are sadly mistaken. I mean, that's not natural. You know what I'm saying? You can't grow plants without soil and kind of artificial. I mean, and we just really have to check the order of nature. And by taking one component out, either the man not being there or the woman not wanting that man to be there, I mean, by nature, it's just going to fail. I mean, we just have to really get out of this artificial society and just get back to nature.
Let me jump in there when you talk about the artificial society, because as I listen to you, I hear this whole thing about what we do as human beings. When we believe that something is missing, we will go out of our way to fill that gap. We'll do whatever it takes so that we fill that space of longing. And people do it differently. Mm-hmm. And I listened to your story with your father. How old are your children?
My stepson, he is 7 going on 8. My firstborn, he is 4. My daughter, she is 3. And the little baby just turned 1 on February.
Ooh, you got your hands and legs and mind full.
Yes.
And your wife is like working it. It's a good thing you're spiritually grounded.
Yes, to say the least. Yes, okay. It's never a dull moment.
Right. As a young man who has 4 children, you didn't really have your father there to teach you that, to teach you you don't always have to fix things, that you just you can be a nurturer as well. Where and how did you learn to be what you believe father should be for children?
Okay. Now, with myself, and once again, I wish it could be a marvelous, beautiful story, but in my situation, that I had to learn from mistakes. I see that now, that usually in life, people have error by going against the natural flow and natural current of things. You don't see a seed struggling to germinate. It just flows by nature and goes. I mean, I really look a lot at nature, how people just, animals, plants, they naturally follow the Bible, what they should do. So with me, it was a point in my life where I think I was trying to do so much. I got caught into what I'm supposed to have by society, or what I'm supposed to be, and how I can't achieve nothing. And I just had a whole lot of mental slavery going on. And there was this one year where my life was just turned upside down. Financially, I was doing okay. It was ups and downs. I had money just given to me. I just squanderly wasted it. And there was a lot of things that I just wasted some time. And it was, like I said, during this year, my life was turned upside down. And I had to stop from 12 feet below rock bottom. And it was a point where it was just me. It was just me. And I remember that time. And, I'm not going to say the name of the religion. I don't try to knock anybody's religion. But it was a point to where I was, you know, praying, and I was crying my eyes, and I was just asking for a way. I was like, I need some help to help me, you know, be a better provider, to be a better father, to be a better husband. And I remember that feeling like it was yesterday. I felt like I was absolutely alone, like there was no one there. And that was a scary feeling, but an enlightening experience, because that gave some kind of curiosity to, I need to figure out who I really am. And at a point, I had to throw everything to the side, everything that I thought I knew about life, everything I thought about who I was, everything about how I thought of what I can and cannot achieve, or some things that were even worth achieving. So with that, I did a lot of, it started off with the general will to do better. And I forgot who said this thing, and I can't take credit for it, but it said when the student is ready, the teacher is always there. And I remember that time. At that time, I was working at a gas station from 10 at night, 6 in the morning. Then I worked at a restaurant from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening, did my men's class, and then had to work on the weekend. So there was a lot going on. And people just started coming to me, like, hey, maybe you should read this book. How are you doing? Maybe you should take this. And the information that these people were that were giving to me, it was almost like I was attracting these certain individuals to come and tell me things. And I just followed the flow right now. I followed the flow of what they were telling me, and everything had to revolve about unity and oneness, this universal intelligent consciousness that is in all things, that is in me, and that really made me change of who I am and what I can achieve, and really that I am something truly greater than even right now I could possibly even understand. So even as I started to do work on myself, because once I'm responsible for myself, I'm accountable for others. I can be accountable for other people in my family. So I continue to grow. Even today, I always read, I always grow, I do work on myself. And through that, I was a mature individual, but this spiritually matured me to now depression does not fade me. You know what I'm saying? I could be facing the toughest financial times. I know who I am. If I want something, I could will things to existence and just have that general peace and know and be appreciative of what I really have. And when you look at some of these things and all the things out here, these glittering goals and these material things, I mean, that's absolutely working to me. I have a beautiful family that I can be here every day. I have a wife who is so down for me and that I can trust so much. And having that life partner and we have so many things in common, that really makes me feel wealthy. It really gives me my riches. And just a brief comment on what you said, because it's funny that you said that people do go through things to fill the void.
Your phone is kind of, Kefa, can you hear me? Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know if it's the wind or something. I know you said you're at the harbor, so it must be, the angels and the ancestors are like, oh boy, that's our boy. Can you tell your ancestors to calm down a little bit? Because sometimes the harbor people, they're breathing on you. Okay, so go ahead. I think it sounds better now.
okay, yes. Like you were saying, that people go through and they try to find things to fill that void. And it's something funny, and we could do that as fathers or not. I can't speak for my person, but I could speak on situations of those who aren't there and people just chasing other things. And I think that what people need to do when they get into relationships or when they become fathers, because I'm not sure what is the reason that they feel that they need to go away from the responsibilities, looking and searching for things, it's like an unquenchable thirst. Or it's like a big dependency, because I think, and the same thing with me, when I started at that point, is that I had to come to a point to where I was happy and I had joy just because I had the will to cultivate it. I'm not happy because I have $5 in my pocket or $20 in my pocket. I'm not happy because I have a car or I don't have a car. I'm not happy even if my closest friends, my closest family turns on me or not. I am happy because I will to be. I have joy because I will to be, because I am, and I'm a really beautiful person, and life is just so beautiful in itself. And once you really fill your own void and you go and you really address those problems, and I had to address some issues that I had in the past of being victimized by your closest friends and even your family, and you really have to let that stuff go, and you have to fill your own void. I did my own work. I do a spiritual initiation. I try to meditate every single night, and I have it filled. So even if I were to have $1 million, it would make me happy regardless. I mean, because I know who I am, and I think that's the worst thing in the world, where people go search for other things to, to make them feel happy. And it's sad. It's sad. I mean, there are plenty of billionaires who are suicidal, plenty of millionaires who are depressed, many people who have a house but not a home, And so I think that people need to do work on themselves and just have that, if you just have that initial will to change something in your life, just be prepared to receive it, because it's going to come. It will come, and it will come fast. And also that blessings may come in misfortune as well. So don't think of the situation as being negative. No situations have any value. You put a value on it, depending on what you take from it. And even when I can recall, my years ago, rock bottom. I don't see it as a bad situation at all. I mean, it was some terrible things that went on, but I placed so much value on that, and I'm so grateful that I had those situations, because without those situations, I would not be this person who I am today. I probably would not even be talking to you today. I would not have met Sister Celeste as I did. The connection would not have even happened if I did not have to walk like this warrior and keep your head up high and just face whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? You can get through anything, but you just have to have a will to succeed, and, you know, can't really give up and have that that victim mind frame, you know?
I hear you. I'm laughing here, but before I say what I'm laughing at, you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. My guest is Kefa Saung. He's a co-founder with his wife of InspireUnity.com. Check out their website. There's a countdown to the official launch date, but right now there's so much that you can just eat and drink and just really have it shift the way you see yourself, the way you see your father, your mother. That's InspireUnity.com. And he's an artist, he's a poet, he's a life coach, and a father, a husband, and he has a lot of information, lot of wisdom. So when I was laughing at him, listening to him, like, oh, my God, this brother needs a book, a television show, or a radio show. Oh, I bet you talk in your sleep, but I understand. There was a time people say to me, gosh, you like to talk, and I used to think that was criticism. But now I can easily say, yes, I do. I love to share. That's why I'm here. I'm here to share, to teach. You know, from everything that you've shared, there's so much. You talked about making mistakes. You talk about forgiveness, appreciating what I have, educating self, inner work, reading, shifting from a materialistic consciousness to a spiritual consciousness, knowing who I am, knowing who you are. There's so much in there. There's so much in there. And for me, yes, it's really about that. In order to know self, we've got to do the work on self. If you don't do the work, you won't know self. So it's about inner growth, inner development, and not being afraid to make mistakes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a call. And, Kefa, when we come back, I want to ask you, your four children, maybe in whatever order, if you want to maybe generalize it, but I want you to just give us specifically what you've learned about yourself from your children, not based on what society taught you or your father or your mother, but what you've learned about yourself from your children when we come back, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Life Conversations. Excuse me, with Life Coach Ade. My guest is Kefa Saung, and I am so inspired by this brother. I am so grateful for just the opportunities for us to reconnect, and this spirit reunion that's taking place. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, get it together. What's going on here? So much going on in my mind, and let's align my mind and my tongue together. So let's take a breath. All is well. And those of you who are on the phone line, if you have any questions or comment, press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume you're just listening. And Awakening Heart is in the chat room, Glowing Gooch. Questions are coming and taking in. We can take questions or comment in the chat room. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. We'll be right back. 347-426-336. Press 1 on your keypad.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, John Stringer here, and I want to invite you to win $10,000 in one of 5 daily $100 grocery card giveaways by simply voting for the video my friends and I submitted to Folgers. Go to snipurl.com/Folgers. Again, that's snipurl.com/Folgers. And vote for us daily from now until April 30th. Now, not only can you win big, but you'll help us make the final 5. Thanks so much, and keep spreading the word.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex,
Everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit fourparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's about that. Being the change you want to see. Kefa, my guess, is being that. Just stepping into what he sees that's possible and being an example of that. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. The phone line is blowing up. And we've got Laurie in the house. It is so nice to see you. I don't know why I'm talking like that when I see your name, but, you know. I think I'm hearing your voice. Hello, Ade. I love you. I love you, too. And let's take a call, and then we're going to go to Kefa and have him answer the question. Celeste, what's your question, your thought, your comment? You're always giggling.
Yes, and it's Princess for real. Thank you so much. This is a powerful show. My brother, Kefa, your beautiful wife, Kobe, and my brother, Ade. I love you guys so much. You rock. Fathers are very close to my heart. They just are, and I have many of them. And actually, there may be somebody who's calling in. I'm going to call them out real quick. 804, that's an undercover brother who just called in. What you doing, girl? I said, dude, I'm listening to Live Conversation. So hopefully he picked up and called in, because I actually spoke to his father last night and read a poem to him, because he was the vision of the father I always wanted, and I have men in my life who are like that. And then this piece turned into the vision of what I wanted, and then the piece of what was to my father. And so I had to go, okay, this whole piece isn't you. The other part is me talking to my father. And the good news is, Kefa, I have reestablished a relationship with my father, and I know the other reason why you came to me now. I didn't know all of your story, but I can help you with that. You just keep being you, because okay. You are literally – it's Lauren Fishburne who said this, that there were a lot of brothers who would see boys in the hood, and they would run into him, and they would literally bring father energy to him. And he finally accepted that he was father for all of these young men that were coming to him. Like, you helped me, just from a movie. And I think that you're living that through your life and your example. And I want to say thank you. And that's
thank you.
Oh, wait. You're getting married. Your recommitment ceremony is happening at the Empowerment Center in D.C. on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Celeste doing a connecting again, getting people to come over. Ooh, you better be ready, Kefa. We got a few minutes left. I could say so much, but let's go to the question. You know, to share with the listening audience, what have you learned about yourself from your children?
Okay. What I've learned about myself is, with my oldest son, Lane, I learned that kids, they do exactly what you do and not what you say. And I learned that because I love to do art and I love to read, and he is an exact mirror of me, and he really helps build my self-esteem. When you may get around the naysayers or the bad vibers, I'm not even going to get into the spiritual leeches and things of that nature, but he really reflects this infinite ability, and this really, he just really builds all my inspiration so much, just seeing the stuff that he does. And I just came back from his meeting at his school, and he excelled in every single level. He's in Head Start. He is proficient in everything, a little in progress in social and emotional, because sometimes he just wants to be the leader. He's a little indigo child, but he's just a reflection of me. From Sanaa, I have learned patience, and also just to take your time through life and just enjoy life. He is a sweet little girl, and she likes to be on her own time. She does not like to be rushed, but she has a good time while she's doing it. Just enjoy life. And what I learned through Najee the little baby is just laugh. Have a good time. Don't have a heart attack. Don't take life too seriously. Because this little boy will laugh and joke and have a good time about anything. You can just say his name, look at him, and just bust out laughing. And that's really like a material. That's really something I really need to have in life. Because sometimes I can be a little too focused. Like, okay, we got it. You know, I need to get this done. I'm just always just want to make sure I don't waste time and just always hold on to a schedule. But just looking at these kids, they collectively teach me, and even with my stepson, he teaches me, I would say, plans. He taught me on how to investigate certain problems, and just looking at the way that he generally operates is just to get out of the norm, and it's okay to just ask for help if you need questions. I mean, ask for help if you have a question. So all of them combined, they are this big life lesson to everything that I needed, and they are really a good balance on to who I am, and I really give the credit to them and my wife. They are really my major contributors to who I am right now, and I don't even know who I would be or where I would be at if it wasn't for these individuals, these spiritual guides in my life, and I'm really blessed to have them here to guide me.
I reflect on that conversation we've been having for the past 40 minutes or so. And to me, it feels like, you know, like when you go for a networking party and you meet somebody, you say, what do you do? You know, just have a quick chat with them. I feel like I just had a quick chat with you. And there's so much I still want to ask you. But I know time is all we got because we are time. And but I want to ask you this question as we get ready to release the show. And the question just went out my head. So let me do what a good radio host does. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy. You just kind of front and pretend that everything's flowing. But I forgot the question. It was right there. Oh, I got it. Ooh, thank you, Spirit. It came right back. It's all about trusting and just don't even trip. Now, I'm glad I was able to trust and it came back to me. But yes, thank you everyone for listening. And Celeste, for, I know you want to know, 804 is listening and everybody else. We got Glenda in the house. We got Lori. We got Awakening Heart. We have Katie Cupid. Haley Hart. I wonder if that's a play with names. I'm sure it is. Awakening Heart, Tanya, sending you love and blessings. Thank you all for listening. Those of you listening on the archive as well, share the show, follow the show, come back. Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy is here Monday to Thursdays, and then I'll be back next week. But before you go, for the next about 2 minutes, I want to ask you this. What would you share with a young couple? What would you share with a young man who's in a relationship, got children, is married, but he's struggling? He's struggling to hold it together. He can't even inspire himself to get unity, and he's struggling. Or maybe somebody who's been married for years, and as a man, he feels like, okay, I'm not living up to my potential, but I just don't know what to do. What would you share with them?
Okay, what I would say is look into yourself and find some time to get quiet, preferably at night before you go to bed. Think about what it is that you want to do. And also, if you want, I'll put that out there. If you don't have any idea, go to inspireunity.com. I can help you out with that, get your reading done, and we can see what it is that you're supposed to do. But everybody, if you can generally tap into this dwelling intelligence society, you know what it is that you want to do or that you're here, that you're supposed to do. But usually what kills that is our own insecurities. They are our own killers of what we think we can't achieve. So first of all, think about what you want to do. Think about how you want this relationship to go, even if it's not there now. And you hold on to that, and you make a symbol out of that. Let's say for your tight relationship, let's have two rings bonded together. The unit to symbolize unity within your union, marriage or not. And also with your career, make a symbol out of that. What do you want to do? And just hold that into your mind. And you, instead of thinking of what's the absolute worst is going to happen, flip that around. Think about what's the absolute best thing that can come out of this experience that you're having now, and expect nothing less than greatness to come. And that's a start. That's a real start for us. This is really just a change to what we think we are or what we think that we can achieve. And even if you have, you know, no resources to go to, but just hold that in your heart and just know that there is somewhere you can do whatever that is that you want to do. You can be what you want to be, and there's always positivity. And this situation that you're in right now is only here to serve, to further. And nothing is going to kill you. That's a part of life, not of nature. Death is a part of nature, but nothing is here to serve as a general detriment. I mean, everything's here to push you forward into another direction, but majority of the time, we just don't see it. We don't see it. So don't be afraid to reach out for help. Men, we are not our own little island somewhere off in the Pacific. You got people around, you know, tap into your resources, tap into positive people that are in a direction to where you need to go, and don't be afraid to change. Life is about change. Do not feel comfortable being the same, doing the same thing, hanging around the same people. And maybe I'm not sure if people do any substance abuse, and I don't, you know, I'm just saying maybe to me it helps when you put those things to the side. You don't want anything to affect your consciousness to which you can think and your ability to remember and hold a concentrated thought and just to get focused and be with yourself. Know that you are. You are infinite possibility, and you can do whatever it is you put your mind to. Be ready to change. And when that change comes, it's no turning back. Because I don't even want to imagine what it is if you neglect a spiritual message from your guides. I don't even want to know what that is. But don't neglect that. Keep moving forward. And keep moving.
Yes. My brother, you're amazing. I am so grateful. I love who you're being in the world. In your bio, you say, as I read earlier, you know, you're living the example of the changes you wish to see in the world. You're definitely doing that. Your words are inspiring, and it's so much in everything that you shared. And I trust and know that what people need to hear, they heard, and it will force transformation. I want to thank you, Kefir. As my guest is co-founder of InspireUnity.com, a life coach, oracle, diviner, artist, poet, and a husband, a father, and an example of what it means when you surrender, when you become spiritually available. My brother, I appreciate you for all the work that you do, and I look forward to more conversation that you and I are going to have.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
You're very welcome, my brother. And if you want to find out more about Kefir and his wife, you can go to their website. It is inspireunity.com. Inspireunity.com. The breath from within definitely will keep you connected with everybody else. And something Kefir said that I really like, really talked about asking questions and we make mistakes. You know, we make mistakes. Mistakes is a gift. The mistake you make in your life is a gift. Insecurity is a gift. What you think is missing is a gift if you're willing to embrace it. And the quality of your life is determined by the questions that you ask. If you're asking, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why does this all happen to me? Why can't it? No, please stop it. The universe is not interested in that. As a matter of fact, if you ask that question, you will get an answer. The answer you're going to get, it comes from a place of a separated, unspiritualized, if you will, ego that says, well, that's happening to you because your father was not around, because your mother was not around, because you grew up in a poor neighborhood. But if you ask question, why am I here? What is my gift? What is seeking to be birthed through and as me? When you start asking questions like that, how can I be the change I want to see? The universe will be like, whoa, we got another one who's ready to make a difference. So be aware of the questions you're asking. The quality of your life is determined by the questions you ask. And I ask you, why are you here? I am so grateful for all of you for being here. And, I've been talking to the chat room. But anyway, no, I'm not telling you. I'm having a private conversation. But I want to have a universal conversation. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Kefir. Thank you, Kobe, from what you add to this brother that you just gift to the world. I know you too. I mean, maybe one day we're going to do something with husband and wife. I don't know. I listen to what needs to be expressed and shared, and I just say yes. I'm spiritually available. I want to thank all of you for listening. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Join me again on Monday. Actually, join me tomorrow for the businessofbeing.com. It will be on my Facebook page, and I'm easy to find. Just type Life Conversations Radio as an easy one. If I spell my last name, you'll be like, huh? Life Conversations Radio. And you'll find me on there. And join us where we teach you how to do business with the universe. And Monday, 10 a.m., wake up, light workers. And then back here at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Oh, it's such a blessing, such a joy to be part of changes going on in the world. Be well, be still, and more importantly, be grateful.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. That's why you're here. You're here to release the inner splendor. And together we can help each other to release our voices. I'm out of here. Peace in and peace out.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.